This is a frightening statistic that for men between the ages of 19 and 45 in Australia, suicide is the leading cause of death. In the space of just 6 weeks, four men took their own lives in the mortgage broker industry alone, which has spurred the creation of an organisation called Man Talk, a forum for professional men encouraging them to come together and share ideas and have open and honest conversations. One of the people that co-founded the movement is strategic psychotherapist Bronwyn Penhaligon. Bronwyn, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you doing?
It's, well, frightening when I think about that, you know, and whilst I'm not in that age group, I'm not that far out of it, but 19 to 45-year-olds taking their own lives. What's driving this?
Look, it's fundamentally, when we go through the research and see what's happening, it's a lack of connection. And that's what's really underpinning this. I mean, men and blokes are just not connecting with each other the way that they used to and the way that they really need to.
So the idea of Man Talk is to hold space for men. What do we mean when we say that?
So holding space is essentially just providing a safe environment where men can be men with no bravado and no filters and just connect with each other really authentically. So it's not so much let's connect and talk about the footy. It's more about let's just dig a little bit deeper and see what's really going on.
Which in and of itself is problematic in this day and age, because there is a perception out there that men are being told not to be men anymore. And I think that's driving part of the problem that we see at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think we all kind of saw at the end of the Barbie movie, for example, there's a bit of a question mark around how these two genders are going to navigate the new world. And we are still finding our feet. And there's definitely a resurgence of, you know, men wanting to rediscover some of those, you know, more masculine traits that we have been recently calling toxic masculinity, but it's also just part of the human condition and what it means to be a male. So there's a lot of confusion around how do you actually even do this?
The human condition, I mean, that's something that we don't talk about enough anymore, that there are certain realities to the human condition that we try to, it's almost like we try to override them, which I can't imagine is actually possible in any real sense.
No, it's really not. I mean, let's face it, we are still hardwired, as in using the same kind of fundamental brain that we had when we were living in caves and climbing trees, right? So we're all trying really, really hard to do our best at any given time. But at the same time, back in those days, and even, you know, a little bit closer than that, when we were tribal people, we had those depths of connection that simply now in our current modern life, we don't have or create those same opportunities.
If there was a concerted effort from governments and community leaders, do you envisage that we could ever get back to that, or have we gone past the tipping point now?
Mate, that's a big question at this hour of the day, Steve.
Come on, I got you on after seven this time. Come on.
Look, I honestly do think that we are seeing a lot of other organisations popping up. So, you know, there's the Men's Shed, which are doing really well. There's also When No One's Watching, which gets guys down to the beach. There's Man's Tables, where guys get together and just have casual dinners and connect. So what used to be, you know, the rugby club or the footy club or, you know, when you knock around after playing cricket, I mean, things are starting to be created again now to provide those opportunities for connection. But whether that needs to happen or be supported at a government level or not to be able to extend the reach, yeah, I mean, that's something that would need to be discovered, absolutely.
So is Man Walk open to everybody, or is it confined to the finance industry? Because I know you've got a background in finance. Is that and that's obviously what's driven you to look at this. But what are the parameters and who has access to this?
Yeah, look, when we first kicked off, it was absolutely targeted to the finance industry. Reason being, as you opened when we first started chatting, that we lost six people in the industry in a really short period of time. And that was devastating. And to be honest, a few of other people in industry were sitting around and saying, we need to move from just sitting here and talking about how sad it is to actually bloody doing something about it.
Yeah.
So that's where it came from. But yes, it's absolutely open to other, you know, other people in the finance sector to be able to start connecting and getting involved and amongst.
So what are the details? How do people become a part of Man Talk or join the forum or however it works?
Yes, the Man Talk is in its still very grassroots. So our biggest footprint is down in Melbourne, where we've got guys that catch up and go for walk and talk and have coffees and things like that. There's also groups popping up through Sydney, And we've got a cohort that started in Queensland. We're actually still looking for someone to spearhead the Canberra initiative. So the best way to do it is literally just to jump online, punch in Mantalk. I think our LinkedIn profile is probably the first place to start, because then you can actually see who's involved and you can contact directly.
I think it's a brilliant idea. Bronwyn, great to talk to you. Thanks for your time this morning.
Very welcome, Steve. Appreciate
Bronwyn,
it.
Good on you. Bronwyn Penhaligon, strategic psychotherapist and co-founder of Mantalk, a forum for professional men to come together and share ideas and have open and honest conversations that hopefully will save a life.